and you're listening to A Daily Dose of Hope, healthy stuff so you can keep on trucking with hopes of our own. Hello and good morning. Hope Savara here with Chrome and Steel Radio and A Daily Dose of Hope. Hopefully today is going to be a fantastic day. I know it is for me, and I'm happy because it's Thursday, and Thursday means I'm on with all of you. You know what to do. Let me know in the comment section where you are tuning in from, where you're coming from, where you're going, where are you headed, where are you in traffic? I can't believe I'm even going to say this. Where are you if you have snow? Those of you that don't know, I am born and raised here in Wisconsin. That is where this show is based out of. And my northern friends got some snow, and I am not happy about it. And I thought it would be appropriate to kick off today's show with a topic of conversation, and it is seasonal affective disorder. And for some of you, you may be like, what the heck is that? And for others of you, you know what this time of year means. You know what the dark days, the short daylight, and that just gloom and droom feeling that comes lurking. For myself, I didn't realize it, but several years ago, I was like, why do I feel like crap come wintertime? Why am I just kind of sluggish and run down? Today, it is very dreary outside. It's rainy, it's dark, it's gloomy, and it's like my body just knows those days before I even wake up that it's not going to be a very sunny, great day. And if you're like me, all of a sudden those days start creeping in and your moods start changing. You start to feel more sluggish. You start to not eat so healthy. And it just is a vicious cycle that is really hard to get out of. And so I thought we would kick off this seasonal transition because we are approaching those winter months very shortly. Maybe you are already in a place where you are living in those winter months. And to all of you out there, there are things that you can do to help better prepare yourself for that shift. And as we get older, research has shown that we become more and more prone to having that seasonal affective disorder and being affected by that. For those of you that live in summer warm climates all year round, you're one of the lucky ones. But I know for many of the truck drivers, myself, I also travel quite a bit. It is really hard. It is really hard to constantly be battling the elements and not have that nice little refresher, that nice little break where the weather is just good. Maybe one day I will move south or move anywhere outside of Wisconsin. But for now, this is what I call home. And so you kind of get what you get. In the words of my grandmother, you get what you get and you don't put a fit. So I'm not going to put a fit about it, but we are going to talk about it this morning. Good morning. All right. So seasonal affective disorder, I didn't even know this existed. I didn't even know that this was something that I should be aware of until I was an adult. But I think it's important to remember that mood disorders and challenges mentally up here affect so many other aspects of our lives. And it's important to remember that some of those things are just not our fault. I mean, it's just, this is what happens. These are the elements that we're in, but there are things that we can do about them. And I know sometimes this stuff is like not fun to talk about, but hopefully today you learn something that you're like, huh, I could definitely do that. I could definitely apply that to my life. Maybe your spouse, maybe your family, maybe one of your friends. And knowing this information can better help you equip yourself with the right tools in your toolbox. Ignorance is not bliss, my friends. And so the more that we can continue to take better care of our health, the happier life we're going to live, the longer life we're going to live, the more we're able to enjoy the things that matter most. And things like seasonal affective disorder, depression, anxiety, crappy weather, all affect our outlook on the opportunities that life is giving us. And if we can't see those things, we can't see those good things in front of us, we can't see the good people in our lives because there's something else going on inside of us, life just feels a lot more sad than it needs to be. So when we think about seasonal affective disorder and when people talk about it, I think it's important to know, like, what are some of the signs that myself or a friend or a family member might have when it comes to this? Because like I said, I've struggled with anxiety and depression for a big chunk of my life. I had a lot of different addictions. And so mental health is really my wheelhouse, not because I went to school for it for 50 years. Well, because I lived through it and survived. So I might still be a little crazy at times, but I feel like that's what keeps life exciting. But if you're struggling with something like seasonal affective disorder, it doesn't mean that it only is going to affect you when there's snow on the ground or when it's officially winter. You guys, it's October and northern Wisconsin already has snow and it's already in the 30s and creeping up maybe 40s, 50s during the day. But like I said, it's gloomy outside. So it can start as soon as that late fall. All right, what are we looking for when someone has seasonal affective disorder or when we're feeling like we might be affected by the transition of the seasons? One of the biggest, most common things that people notice is that they have serious mood swings. One day you're happy, one day you're sad. One day you're not sure. You wake up and you're just kind of like, ugh. And so if you find yourself that's happening regularly, we definitely want to think about what is it that I can do to maybe combat some of these issues. Lack of energy. I noticed for me, the second that we start having less daylight, it's like all of a sudden fall equinox comes and we get that last day of summer, that last day of like really good long sunlight. And then it's just like a snap of the fingers. I notice that I am not as, you know, peppy. That's the word. I really have to pay attention to that and be conscious of that. You start craving more carbohydrates. More specifically, you start craving kind of like the junky carbohydrates, the quick filler carbohydrates. And it's because our body is recognizing that we are now lacking essential nutrients. We are now lacking what sunlight actually gives us and our body's trying to supplement that. We start to overeat. Particularly at night, loss of interest in happy activities, difficulty with sleeping, either sleeping too much or not sleeping enough, or insomnia. So if you have seasonal insomnia, it might not be your fault. It may not be just because you're a truck driver. It may not be just because you are whatever, you have some other health issues. It could be because you, like me, are affected by the change of the seasons. So what can we do? You like me, I know that I like simple, easy things. I like to be able to implement things into my life that help me take responsibility for my life, that help me be able to change in an instant if I need to, and be able to purposefully move forward. One of, I think, the speed bumps that we have to always have in our lives, one of the safety checks that we always have to have in our lives, not just if we feel like maybe seasonal affective disorder is affecting us, but we have to have these checkpoints where we can say, what can I do to better myself, better my life, better my situation? And if we're not even able to ask ourselves that question, we have to slow down the train and we have to start there. I see this over and over and over and over again. And maybe it's on my radar because I was in that place for so long where we stopped trying. We just say, oh, well, and we either give all that power away to somebody else where it's like, just fix me, just give me a pill, just do this, because it's like, we don't even want to take interest in our own lives anymore. And to all those listening, that makes me sad. That makes me really sad because life is meant to be lived and life is meant to be enjoyed. And there was a long period in my life where I just felt like life sucks. And I tried to do something about that in a very negative way. And apparently the universe, God, whatever it is for you, we're not going to get into that, had other plans for me, hence why I'm here today. But we have to take care of ourselves. It's not a selfish thing. We have to take care of ourselves. It's not uncool or unmanly. We have to take care of ourselves because otherwise, what's the point? And these are simple, small things that you can do today. And what you might find is some of these things aren't just about combating mood disorders and combating the short days and not getting enough sunlight, seasonal affective disorder, that many of these are just, this is about having a happy life mentally, physically, and emotionally. And so first of all, we want to think about adding in some type of movement. You all know what my mission is helping people move more, helping drivers get up and move more and take better care of their health. And there is research upon research upon research showing, proving, reminding people time and time and time again that exercise improves our overall health and well-being mentally, physically, and emotionally. But I think it's important to remember that it's not just about exercise. It's about getting off your behind and moving. These physical vehicles known as bodies that we live in are designed to move. We are not designed like a lion where for 23 hours a day, we sleep. And then we get up for an hour and we hunt our prey and we run a million miles an hour to tack them down and eat them and then go back to bed. That's not how our bodies are designed. Our bodies are designed to move around, to be expressive, to constantly be in motion to a point. And when we live a lifestyle that doesn't allow us to do that in the traditional way or what most society thinks about, we have to get creative. But more importantly, this concrete jungle that we live in, and this is not just about truck drivers, we are just not moving enough as a society. Convenience is killing that. Modernization is killing that. And as a result, we are having more and more health issues that are simply an adaptation to our modern culture. So I don't know how else to say this other than get off your ass and move. Get up. When you have downtime, be walking around your truck. When you have a break, at least be outside standing up and doing some stretching by your truck. When you're driving, you all know me, follow me on Facebook, check out our membership site. I'm constantly showing you guys things that you can do even while driving. Because when our bodies move, our body starts to pump blood and our endocrine system starts to work. Our hormonal system starts to work. All of our electrical systems in our body start to turn on. And when that happens, all of those good hormones, all of those good chemicals start pumping back to the brain. Serotonin, dopamine, gamma, all of those start to pump back to the brain and we feel better. That's why depression is such a vicious cycle, because once you start feeling depressed, you stop moving. And when you stop moving, you start feeling depressed. And so it's a cycle that is just so difficult to get out of. And so even if it's just you standing up and twisting and stretching, or you taking two or three laps around your truck, don't tell me you can't do that. Don't tell me you can't get up and move for 30 minutes. It doesn't have to be 30 straight minutes, but it can definitely be 30 minutes. And when you do that, you're not only helping your body physically, but you're helping this thing up here. You're helping this thing up here, which is going to make such a huge difference. All right, so number two, making sure you are getting social. When we are fighting any type of mood challenges, mental disorders, challenges, seasonal affective disorder, whatever it is, that's our topic today. When we push ourselves to connect with others, we open up this part of ourselves to let people in, and it lifts our spirits. When we connect with other people, when we talk to other people, when we hug other people, again, you decide if that's what you want to do. Maybe you elbow bump, maybe a peace sign, whatever it is, I don't care. But when we create new social situations, when we invite people into our circle, we create a sense of self-awareness and create a sense of connection with other people. And that boosts our mood. You guys, these are all natural things to do. And these are all, in my book, simple things where you don't even have to try so hard. One of my recent favorites is light therapy. Now, as a truck driver, this is something you could totally do when you're not driving. Maybe you could figure out, maybe you could put it on the passenger seat. If you've ever tried it, let me know. But using light therapy, let me pop over here. I have a statistic for you. So studies have shown that daily light therapy, which is sometimes called phototherapy, may improve mood from 60 to 80% with people with seasonal affective disorder. So that's those light boxes. If you've ever been to like CVS or Walgreens, I think Walmart has them too. Amazon obviously does. And it's just like a little box. It almost looks like a cosmetic mirror that folds in. And the light therapy ranges from 10,000 lux light to I think even more than that. And it's thought that you should be using that for 30 minutes a day. Some people say if you have very severe seasonal affective disorder to use it up to 2 hours a day. But boy, oh boy, do those things work. It is amazing how much you can boost your mood by using light therapy. So there's an easy one for you guys. All right, another one is eating yourself happy. Yes, the foods that we eat affect the mood that we have. And my good friend, Karen Urbanek, if you've watched the show before, she's been on the show before. She is a walking encyclopedia when it comes to how the body works internally and the foods that you eat. And when we think about eating ourselves happy, our gut is our first brain. So if our gut is full of crap food, is nutritionally deprived, what is it then that's being sent to the brain? How is it that we can get these good chemicals, these good hormones pumping in the body if the gut, which is the first brain, it's the engine, is full of crap? You take so much pride in putting good fuel in your truck, take some pride in putting good fuel in your body. So what are things that we want to make sure we're getting plenty of when it comes to this seasonal change? Protein, vitamin B12, vitamin D, making sure we have enough collard leafy greens. And you can get powders for those. You can actually get a powder and then you can put that into a small cup of juice or water. That's really easy. I know for me, I do that a lot just to make sure I get enough because sometimes I don't feel like I am. Omega-3 fatty acids. And if you're taking supplements, please, please, please don't buy them from the drugstore. Make sure you look at reputable brands. Look at where they're sourcing their vitamins and minerals and fatty acids from. Make sure that you're getting them from a quality source. Make sure that they're packaged properly. These are all really important things. Otherwise, you're just taking them in and pooping them out. And that's really, you know, a waste of money. You might as well eat your money at that point. So we really want to make sure that we're getting these things in our body. Another one is good thinking, practicing positive thinking. I cannot stress enough the practice of affirmations and positive thinking and listening to guided meditations, because all of that data, all of that input that we're taking in on a daily basis affects the outlook on life. So if all you're listening to is talk radio, if all you're listening to is the news, if all you're listening to is just negative Debbie Downer, I mean, even think about it, even some of the musicians out there, their songs and music is so powerful and so great. But some of those songs are invoking the depression within us. It's reminding of us of those feelings of pain and sadness. So shift gears a little bit and start to turn yourself onto that daily dose of hope, that daily dose of positivity, where we can start shifting our outlook. And we can't shift our outlook without first shifting our inlook. And if we can't do that ourselves, we want to make sure that we're surrounding ourselves with the people, places, and things that can help us do that. Aromatherapy. If you have not tried aromatherapy yet, I highly recommend it. I'm a big fan of essential oils for aromatherapy uses. My kids have a diffuser in their room. You can actually buy little car diffusers that can stick right into your little vent that blows your air conditioning or your heat. And so they're super inexpensive. They're like 10 bucks. And then you can just drop the oils right on the pad. They have battery operated ones now, USB operated ones now, but a little lavender to invoke some relaxation, a little stress away, a little vanilla, something to shift your gears. So aromatherapy has been around for thousands and thousands of years, and they've been using aromatherapy in different countries, especially Eastern countries and China, for this very thing, to alter mood. You ever walk into someone's house or into a business and you go, and it just smells so good. And all of a sudden you can just feel your shoulders drop and you can feel the sense of like your chest opening and it's so relaxing. It's so calming, or you feel so connected, or you feel so energized. That's aromatherapy, my friends. That's the power of scent. And so what if you did that in your truck? What if you just had a little something, something in there to either help you during those stressful times or to help you go to sleep, Remember, all of these things boost our mood. Why? Because they're starting to alter the chemicals in our brain. All right, surrounding yourself with positive people. I kind of talked about that, kind of wove that one into looking at the information that we're taking in. If we're looking at trying to improve ourselves on a daily basis to be able to combat this, sometimes it's just hard. If you're currently driving through a state where there's snow on the ground, one, I'm sorry, but two, that feeling of cold. If you're like me and that cold gets in your bones, I just can feel myself becoming grumpy. And it's really hard to focus on anything else. So can you prepare yourself in your truck? Can you prepare yourself at home to better combat those cold, long, long, dark days? Weighted blankets, warmer socks. My husband one year for Christmas bought me a heated jacket with battery operated from Milwaukee Tools. And because I like to walk and I like to walk outside, especially in winter, because I need that sunlight. That was an amazing, amazing thing. I loved it. So what can you do? What can you do to keep yourself warm and cozy, to better prepare yourself, to be able to fight the elements in not such a strugglesome way? And then when you go home, when you do get that time to go home, what can you do at home to decompress, to keep the mood up? Obviously, spend time with family. You ever thought about an Epsom salt bath? Have you ever thought about just a nice warm shower with a shot of cold afterwards? Do hot cold therapy, eat good food, drink soup, whatever it is, to be able to take better care of you. Seasonal affective disorder is something that many people struggle with, and some people don't even know that they're struggling with, but they are. And if we can start to better prepare ourselves before we enter into this season, before we enter into this time, we're going to find ourselves happier and healthier overall. We live in a culture where we are used to and accustomed to sick care. I see it all the time. We wait and wait and wait and wait until we get sicker to then eventually do something about it. Why is that? Why is that that somehow we as a person will wait it out with our own health and our own body, but we'll jump on the fact when our truck or our car or vehicle, you know, might need a fix, or there's a leak in our house, or someone else in our lives needs support or health or money or assistance, whatever it is. But we put ourselves last. A wise mentor and friend of mine who had taught me yoga had said that, you know, Hope, if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't tune in to your own body and your own life in a self-care, be kind way, the quality of what you give out to others, the longer that you go, will continue to diminish more and more and more. And as much as you want to help other people, as much as you want to give and put your best foot forward, you won't be able to. You won't be able to. That best foot forward for everyone else will eventually be taken away as well. I sometimes think about, you know, this idea of if I could do any one thing today, if I could do any one thing today to improve my health, improve my mood, to better prepare for whatever is in front of me, what is that one thing I can do today? Because life feels overwhelming. We're surrounded constantly by people that are telling us that we're not doing enough. We're not doing things right. I look at the business world and I am constantly like, oh my gosh, I just have to shut it out. And maybe that's a good thing that I work, you know, in a home office, you know, when I am working at home, that I don't have to, I can just shut all that stuff out. But the world is constantly telling us that we're not good enough. I'm telling you that you are. And it's about time that you start taking care of yourself. And if you are affected by seasonal affective disorder and you're wondering, what can I do about it? Let's recap. Get outside, get into nature, get moving. Pay attention to the foods that you're eating. Try aromatherapy, try light therapy. Think about exercise. Get those winter supplies. I got them written down here, you guys. Talk to people. And when you get home, take better care of you. There's only one you. And as I always say, replacement parts are never as good as the originals, and there is no replacing you, my friend. I want to give a big shout out to Davy Crockett TA Petro down in Greenville, Tennessee. Davy Crockett, I'm not drinking out of your coffee cup today. I'm actually drinking out of my dollar store Christmas, what would it be, a to-go cup that I got about 3 years ago. And I have probably got 20 different to-go cups between my husband and I. And this is one of my favorites, the dollar store one, but it makes me happy, right? And that's what it's all about. It makes me happy. But check out Davy Crockett in Greenville, Tennessee. Please stop in by them. They are definitely, definitely one of my favorite truck stops. They have so many amazing things. They are constantly doing more and more for drivers. And they do a fantastic job of always just being one step ahead of everybody else to make sure that all of the drivers that pass through have exactly what they need. Also, a big shout out to Bill Weaver Music. If you have not checked out Bill Weaver Music yet, please do so. Bill is one of the owners of Chrome and Steel Radio, and he is an all-around great guy. If you haven't seen Chrome and Steel Radio's tribute to Bill Weaver, please check that out on YouTube or in our Facebook videos log here on our channel. And a big shout out to Jack's Chrome Shop. Jack's Chrome Shop is also a supporter of Chrome and Steel Radio. Make sure you check them out for all of your truck and chrome needs. Pretty badass stuff if you ask me. So definitely let them know that Hope sent you and they say hi. And last but not least, if you want to get moving again, if you're wondering how to take better care of yourself and you don't know where to start, check us out at Mother Trucker Yoga. MotherTruckerYoga.com. We have a new program coming up here in just, let's see here, 1 week, 2 weeks, four weeks. It's called Your Wellness Pit Stop. That's right. Your Wellness Pit Stop. You can Google that. YourWellnessPitStop.com. And you can sign up for our early bird list. I am taking a small handful of truck drivers through an amazing 90-day program to help you not only get moving more, but improve your life on all levels. Side effects may include happiness, more energy, better sleep, even weight loss. And it's about the small, simple changes that we make throughout the day, every day, that lead to lifelong lasting results. Most importantly, always reach out to a friend in need. Help those people around you that need you most, because you know what? Those favors will always be returned. Until next time. Goodbye, my friends.